Traffic fatalities also decreased following legalization, to the surprise of some observers. Yet, research has suggested a link between liberal marijuana policies and low traffic fatality rates. Studies from the Dutch Institute for Road Safety, the U.S. National Transportation Safety Administration, the United Kingdom Transport Research Lab, Colorado University, and Montana State University have all come to the same conclusion. Post-legalization, Colorado experienced a drop in both traffic fatalities and beer sales. The studies indicate that there is crossover between recreational drinkers and marijuana users, and that marijuana users are less likely to take risks and drive recklessly. It should be noted, however, that those supporting decriminalization of pot do not necessarily support recreational use of the drug. Natural health activist Mike Adams explained it this way: "I am wholeheartedly in support of marijuana decriminalization, yet, at the same time, I strongly encourage people to avoid smoking it. That's the difference between me and a police state government, by the way. I believe in your right to choose what you wish to do with your body, while the police state government would far prefer to shove a gun in your face, slap a pair of handcuffs on your wrists, and throw you into the prison system, which is little more than a modern-day slave labor camp that benefits corporate interests under the guise of fighting the war on drugs. As with any other substance capable of abuse, there are many legitimate reasons to control the sale and use of marijuana, just as with alcohol and tobacco. Many people have trouble distinguishing between the decriminalization of pot, which would save lives, careers, and lessen the prison population, and its total legalization, including recreational use. With so many positive consequences of the legalization of marijuana in Colorado, it's fair to ask why so many remain opposed to reforming drug policy. Again, it all comes back to the money. A number of pot opponents, particularly those with impressive credentials, may be under the influence of Big Pharma, as Li Fang suggested in a 2014 article in Vice magazine. Vice has found that many of the researchers who have advocated against legalizing pot have also been on the payroll of leading pharmaceutical firms with products that could be easily replaced by using marijuana, wrote Fang. When these individuals have been quoted in the media, their drug industry ties have not been revealed. One such expert, Dr. Herbert Kleber of Columbia University, is vocal about the dangers of marijuana and has been quoted in such media outlets as CBS, NPR, and CNBC.